Is the only guys left here in Shalane, or the Ali Shore guys? Nobody else?
What?
It's my fault. If I wouldn't have said last week, it would have been a bigger crowd. But it wasn't come to the last week. We're going to end off the grand finale of this year's cycle of Ali Shore with two pieces which are negated to the grand finale. One is page Reish Lamed Gimel. Start from the top of Reish Lamed Gimel. The Gemara says, Menachos, a famous Gemara, Menachos, a Choftas and Mevez. The Gemara says, Pasuk says in Bereishis, Behi Borom, the Eibishter that created the world with the Ois Hei. Umepnei Ma Nivra Oilam Hazeh Behei. Meshadayim Malach Sadru. Called the rates of lotzis yetzer. How is Elam Hazeh created with a hay? Because there's no floor, there's no bottom. You can step out whenever you want. The one whole side that's empty, open. In fact, Ali Shor alone yetzer. The ketzad yetzer min ha'olam. How could you leave the world? And how do you go out of the world? You take a rocket ship. What do you do? Now, this Gemara in Menachos is probably one of the most shocking Gemaras in Chazal. Why? Because we all know that we have the ability to go off the program. All right, we ask a guy, is he on the program? Yeah, on the program. I just got a phone now, coming in, the guy is present, called Mishirach. What do people ask a million questions? The guy this, the guy that, guy this, guy that, guy this, guy that. This gentleman who called asked me what he should ask also. He's Minei Wei, that was an easy one. I tell the person what to ask and then I give the answers. Like the Dovid Magid Moshel with the arrow. But Raisa, what's the guy really asking? Well, people call. What's your Dovid? They're going to call about you. Hopefully they're going to call. So, they want to know, is the guy on the program, correct? If he's on the program, he's about me, if he's on the program. Because people have a whole list of things they want to check off about Shidduchim. Davening and Midas and Hasmod and the exact level of learning, how he understood the Birkei Shmuel, and how his Havon and the Ktzos. And invite the Midas, and is he really a nice guy? It's all true, but what do they really want to know? They want to know, is the guy on the program? That means shteitach in the bria of the world that the Eibishter created the oilam with a hay. The world was created that you have the ability to step off the program. You have the ability. It's not like it's something that people think that just kvaldik chiddush that they're off the program. It's embedded and engraved in the DNA of the bria. Shekol haroitz of lotz yotze. You can get off the program whenever. You just step out. It's that easy. And then the Ali Shor says, I'm going to give you an example of what's called getting off the program. Ali Shor here explains to Reish Lamed Gimel that getting off the program means, goes back to what we started this man with. We started off this man with the side of Kli Mole Matzik, Kli Reken Matzik. A Kli Mole, when you're full of broken ears, you hold broken. You spent many, many weeks discussing how do you become a Kli Mole if you start off rake. But there's a Yisoid, which will take now to the second level, is that if you're Mole, you're able to retain what you have. Whether it's Torah, whether it's Avodah, whether it's Daragos and Ruchnius. Zok Ali Shor, what the Gemara in Menachos means that you can yotza means you have the ability to empty yourself out. That's what it means. He says, Zehu Soit HaMilush. You have the ability to empty yourself out and turn yourself into a Kli Reik, and then you're in a Machzik anymore. Then he says, Amori de Gazach. So what's called stepping off the program? So he says a zach over here, which is mabul, scary, and it's gewaldic for the end of this man. We're not at the end of this man, you understand? at the beginning of the end of the Zman, Yemin Zok, Haskol. What's called getting off the program? What's called emptying yourself? So a guy will say, stop coming to Seder. Another guy will say, he stopped coming to Shachris in Yeshiva. He found such a guy. And all types of things, what's called getting off the program? Zok Alasha, I'll tell you a different, what's called getting off the program. He says a Shachris Zat, which is life-changing. Zok there, in the middle of Reish Hamad Gimbo Vagamah, Tamat Chochem Yedea, Misoy Disrek, and Tamat Chochem could also empty out and lose his Dargo of Milui. How's that? Gemara says in Sukkot Dach Mavom HaBeitim Shomoya B'Yoshan Tishma B'Chodosh. Im Yifne L'Vavcha Shuv Lo Tishma. Chazal say, Darsh the Bozim, Shomoya Tishma. If you hear the old, you'll hear the new. Im Yifne L'Vavcha Shuv Lo Tishma. Zok Rashi. Isn't it as Rashi? Im Yifne L'Vavcha L'Yisyayish Amashal Amadat Kvar Milat Zolof. And if you're going to give up and not chaz of what you learned, again, this is a Rashi. It's not a letter from the stipler to Rav Shach about Chazorah. Okay? It's a Rashi in Sukkot Daf Mevov. Shuv lo tishma, mishatifna libcha lavatol lo shuv eimashmin escho. Yeah, I said, no. Im tishma b'yoshon, if you'll hear the old, then you'll hear the new. Im yifna lavavcha, and if you're going to give up on the old, shuv lo tishma, you're not going to hear the new. Now, normal, we look at Chazorah. Listen to the chiddush of this Gemara. And if you give up, Rashi, it's Rashi. I have to read the Rashi again, though it was a mind. And if you gave up not to chazer. Now, this Rashi teaches us what a Talmud Chacham is. It teaches us what chazor is. We normally understand, if you ask a guy at the end of his man, tell me, are you playing to chazer ben Zman? I'm not. Why am I talking about Zman? I'm good. It's nearer than further, we'll call it. Okay? So you ask a guy, hey, you played the chazer? We're taking for granted that you learned something this month. First day, the second day, the night day, the Friday, Shabbos. Paranga pocket, guys. There's notebooks. Sikumim of the Sukhis. Chaburus Chidushim Shiurim. Maridik. You ask the guy, hey, you played the chazer? Yeah, no, maybe. For sure not. Normally we look at Chazorah as a kli for Yediyas HaTorah. I mean, if you want to know what you learned, and you want to remember what you learned, and you want to be a Talmid Chacham, you have to Chazor, because otherwise you forget it. I forget it after you Chazor also. So Chazor again. And anything that you Chazor makes an imprint on our neshamas. Comes along this Gemara in Sukkah and says a different part. Why? Because if that's the pshat, So why is it that a guy who gives up on chazering, why is that a reason that he's not going to be able to steig weiter? Say, you know, this is a Torah, you all know. That was fakir. The very fakir. In our world, the guy who doesn't chazer, he comes into the newsman with a brand. He has nothing to show for himself in the past. He was oikav, mekana, bal, mafrei, everything he learned. So the ones who didn't learn, the ones who didn't chazer, they come to this man with a frishkeit. F. Shadal will have, at least will have something for a few weeks. And don't state the fakirat. That if you don't chazer, then you have nothing to come for the new. And tishma b'yoshan, if you for the chazok Rashi, nacham olis Rashi, lis yayish hamashal amadat tekvar lavzaboy. Shuv ein mashmin, I say, you're not going to stay here. Why? Because you emptied yourself out. You mi yis yayish from chazering on what you learned. It's a Rashi. First of all, it was very comfortable. I always have a tremendous nechama when I see this Rashi. Because I used to think that when I was Mishayish from a sugya that I learned, it was like a new development of the modern era. Rashi already says that they spoke about it in Talmudic times already. Yeah? I mean, back then, anyway, you would think to yourself that somebody who learned by Ravina Ravashi, you wouldn't have chazer in his mind. I'm stating, name, this is a chefer that learned, and they were Mishayish. They gave up, by the way. They gave up. Zokt Ali Shur, what's the shot that the guy can't learn the new stuff? So he won't know the old stuff. He has a sort of clear and I'm like, you emptied yourself out. The decision not to chazer means you opened up a leak inside your kli, it went out. And now you're a klirek. Zokt Ali Shur, I did a very subtle decision of clearing out my heart. Kahoyfech adam lekli reik. You're a kli reik. Shovein mashvein eschak. You're a kli reik. With your egg and a mazik. That's what it's called, getting off the program. Yeah, nice. Ali shows mechadash here, visa gechidish. Not chazering because of years that I gave up is called getting off the program. Yeah, on the program. That means everybody calls for shidduch, and the guy says the guy on the program. And he says, no, nobody's on the program because nobody chazers. Nobody chazers. Why is anybody chazers, by the way? So the reason why nobody chazers, nobody, except for people who do. But everybody else doesn't chazer. Why not, by the way? So the Rebbe says, because it's hard, it's lazy, you didn't get the sugi clear the first time, by the way. Ki yidua. Why don't people chazer? How does chazer work? The guy decides a big chazer program, and he relearns the first tesis, and he realizes that he didn't get it clear, so he tells the chavrusa, we'll do it doch again, we'll get it clear with the chavrusa. After 45 minutes of ben hazmanam dikei on learning, we say to the chavrusa, we're not getting it clear. And maybe we'll do, if it's Nisa, maybe we'll prepare for the Seder, we'll learn some of Haggadah. The new Haggadah that came out from art school. And Esher, in the summer, Bukhal, maybe we'll learn, what do they learn in the summer when the Eilin gives up on their Chazor program? It's Tainus. I don't know why that Mesechta had to suffer at Afka. It's a very nice Mesechta, by the way. That's the go-to Mesechta when people don't want to learn and don't want to Chazor, and they stop learning, so they learn Tainus. Some people learn Makkos for the 32nd time. And it's challah to see him for the 9 days so that you can have steak in the 9 days. Makkos is a moritika. It's a klapt from Klal Yisrael. They use it for the oracle. People heard it dozens of times. That's when you don't want a chazah. You know why people don't chazah? I'll tell you why. This gemara gives it away. Because the Yetzer Hara doesn't let you chazah. Because the Yetzer Hara wants you to be empty. And the yirsh that comes from not chazahing because I never got it clear. Guy says, I never got it clear. I have nothing to chazah. I don't have it clear. That yirsh, Lashon of Rashi over here, you gave up. That giving up is the Yetzer Hara causing you to become a cleric. And then, Shuv Ein Mashmir Nesvah. Then I can teach you the new stuff. So, what do you mean? We came back the next month, we never chazed, we come back every month with a fresh kid. In this Gemara Nishta said that you didn't learn the new stuff either. I thought you did, you can't be, but it's not exactly Matzah. A shocking Gemara, very scary Gemara, very depressing Gemara. I don't want to end this month with this, so we can move on with something, end up with something more positive. So, now we understand the Tiefkeit. Why is it that people who chazer are real Talmidei Chachamim? So the Welt says, they chazer what they know. In the middle, they retain what they know, so they know a lot. No, lefi this Gemara, lefi this Rashi. The reason why people who chazer are real Talmidei Chachamim is because they're Talmidei Chachamim. Because they retain the old, and then the Eivishas mashmiya them all, because they're the ones who have Kli Mole Matzik, so they're Matzik the Torah. Not because they chazer what they know, because they have the old and they have the new and they have the kli mole matzik, because they're mole. That's why people who chazer, by the way, are Talmidei Chachamim, and that's why, probably more than any other aspect of Torah, Yetzer Hara doesn't let people chazer. Doesn't let people chazer. He'll let you sit up a whole night and learn a Tosfos. He'll let you learn a Birkei Shmor for a week, or 2 weeks, depending which yeshiva you're in. V'cheina, v'cheina, v'cheina. He will not let you chazer, because if chazer is going to be, you're going to be a kli moly. And if you're a kli moly, you're going to be a matzik. If you're a kli moly, you're going to have shaykhs to Torah, you're going to have shaykhs to the Eivish, you're going to have shaykhs to Rukhniyus. That's Niflamoid. To end off, we'll turn all the way to the end of Das Torah. Start from Amud Reish Mem Gimel. Ha'olam Bo Yichaya Talmid Chacham, the world of Talmid Chacham. If you remember, we started in El, for those of you who are with us on this journey, all the way back, we started off with the Gemara in Shabbos, Smach Bacho Be'aldu Secha. So Rashi, Smach B'Talmudcha. L'moit Misimcha Mituv Lev. We started all the way up in El, the first week of El, over here, the beginning of the Shara Shlishi, that the goal of this Shara is to get to Simcha. Learn Torah mitoch Simcha, also a Rashi. Rashi in Shabbos. Lemoid mitoch Simcha, mituv lev, as they state in Rashi. Learn Torah with Simcha. The Alishur promises to deliver the goods, and in Paragraph also here, all the way at the end of that story, he goes back to Simcha, and he says as follows. Ha'ilam b'chayat ha'mochachom, the world that the ha'mochachom lives in, ha'ilam b'orur, it's a world of clarity. Torah also the Torah made of. The Torah has penetrated v'nivlas b'kofos gufoi, and it's absorbed in all his emotional kofos. Darkei b'chaim rule of one of. His path in life is clear. Hein b'shaylos achaim hagdolos, say in the big questions of life, the lamas, v'hein b'divrei yerim k'tanim. We spoke about this the last few weeks. We spoke about Yochim ben Zakkai. We spoke about the clarity of a Talmud Chacham. After a person identifies what his midas are, and after a person has some sort of tikkun amidas, then a person can become a kli mole and he can attach himself to Torah, and the Torah becomes absorbed in him, and he gets to a das of Torah. That person has clarity. The depths of Torah become clear to him. And the clearer he gets, clarity brings simcha. That means, when a person's vision is blurred by negius, by midas rois, taivas ritzonis, and he's pulled in it, that causes confusion. Listen to the tifkeit of the Alei Shor. Pekudei Hashem Yishorim, misamcha lev. When is the Torah misamcha lev? When it's Yosho, when it has a clarkite. Or is the royal atzadik, uli yishre lev simcha. When we started off the first week of Alei Shor, we started off with the nekuda that we're looking to get to simcha. So then, we spoke about the idea that a person who doesn't have tikkun amidus is pulled in endless directions, kina taiva kovid, and the whole list of atzlo sinner that we spoke about. A person like that can't be besimcha because he's in the middle of a tug of war. That's the superficiality of it. But the real oimek of it is, the simcha comes from clarity. Chazal said, "Ein simcha elokat haras hasfekas." There's no simcha like clarity. Pekudei Hashem Yishorim misamcha lev, or as Ruah Latzadik kudishri lev simcha. Sameach, kesameicha cho yitzircha began edem mikedem. Adam Rishon was incredibly happy. Kesameicha, what was the simcha? The simcha of Adam Rishon, says the Sfasemis in countless places, was the simcha of the Yashor, Orzor Elokim Baros Adam Yashor. Says the pasuk in Kehelas, because we'll create a person in Yashor, Hein Bikshu Chesbonis Rabim. Says the Sfasemis, but Yashor was the simcha, Kesameicha Yitzircha began edem mikedem. Why was Adam Rishon happy? So we have all types of, we've all been to drushes, that's all types of shot and we'll call them. The reason why Adam Rishon was happy because he had the dark of the Yishrei Lev Simcha. He was a Yashar. He had clarity. He knew what he was in the world for. He knew what the world was for. And he lived in a world of absolute clarity before the Chet. The Chet caused confusion, by the way. The Chet caused blurring. The Chet was the beginning of the gray area. But before that, he was the Yishrei, so of course he was happy. He had clarity. That's what Alei Shor was saying over here. The bad midas, the Ritzonis, the Taivas, the Negias, they cause confusion because we don't have a clarity of what's right and what's wrong. We don't have a clarity of what we want to do. We don't have a clarity of what we could do. So the Shurvish of Simcha is clarity. What was the big simcha at Sinai? Kidivrei Torah mitzad atzma berum hem lahafli. Kudei Hashem Yishorim asam chalei. Mitzvot Hashem boro. What does boro mean, by the way? Crystal clear. Miras Hanayim lights up your eyes. Little sfeikas. All the avoid of tikkun amidas, what it does is, all of it, is one big confusion, one big unclarity, one big doubt that we have. And mitzvahs Hashem bara miras hanayim because pekud Hashem yishar mitzvahs. And therefore he says, matzav ruchoi hayisoydi shatam lachacham husimcha. The baseline, default option, what is the mood of a talachacham simcha? Ein zveis ha-simcha ha-ra-ashan as ha-yidu et ha-ra-ashan. That means, it doesn't mean the loud simcha of the cackling laughter of the world, chas v'shalom. Simcha shketa amuka v'tmidis, a quiet, refined, deep, constant simcha. And that's what he ends off and follows. It says like this. Tana Rabbanan, Gemara Chagiga. Ma'aseh b'Yuchin ben Zakkai rechav al hachamor. I, the Helik of Yuchin ben Zakkai, was riding on a donkey for him, Aleph Bader, from Belozer ben Azari, Mechav Rachav, or Belozer ben Azari, was riding after him. Omal day, Shanei li perak echel b'Ma'aseh Merkava. Tell me something, teach me, Helik of Rebbe, something from the Ma'aseh Merkava. Omal Eloi, Kach Sheniti lechem, Eloi ben Merkava b'Yachud. By the time you can see over something you told me. Why did you get off the donkey? We're going somewhere. Is it possible that you're going to darsh in the Maisa Merkova? Ushkina imonu, malachei ashos malavnei sonu. You're going to start the darshan in the Maisa Merkava of the Olamos HaYoinim. The Shechita is going to come down. There's going to be Malachim. And I'm going to ride on a donkey. It's Pasach. V'yad Pasach HaBalozah V'Azariah V'Maisa Merkava Zokti Gemara V'Yorod HaEish Min HaShemayim. The Sivav HaKol Yivon HaShabasad, all the trees over there were surrounded by fire. Paschu Kula V'Amru Shira, the trees started to say Shira. Ma Shira Amru, what did they say? Alus Hashem Menorah Tanim Bchol Teremes Eish Tzvi Bchol Rosim Haluka. Amar Dav Yechim Ben Zakei Ben Nashka Arosha He kissed him. Amar Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael Shadosim Ben Avram Avinu Sheyedei Lahovin etc. Zokta Ali Shor Zoyu Bchina V'Darga Shor Gan Eden. That's the Darga of Gan Eden. What is the significance of the fact that Ilana said Shira? Nisgalu Ruchnius with Kedushas Abriya. What it means is that when Rabbi Ben Azariah was Dervish in the Merkava, he exposed the intrinsic Kedusha in the whole Bria. The tree started to say Shira. It's a pasuk. Halu Hashem and Arutz Hanim Chol Tomos Eid Vivachol Arozim. They say Shira, just you don't hear it, you don't see it, because it's covered over by layers and layers of Gashmius. Kisufer Mat Niflo. Ma'aseh Merkava like Dvorim Shmeimim Hem Rishumam Nisgal of Aretz Miniskatru Kol Yonas V'Sabruf. And what do they say? Haluas Hashem in Aretz Daika. Over here in this world, they praise Hashem. So a person might think, okay, that's Ma'aseh Merkava. That's Kabbalah. He said Tifa Zachin brought down fire. He says no. Lo Kol Dorish Ma'aseh Merkava Zecha. He says. It's not just Ma'aseh Merkava. He says as follows. Tzavorech b'charuzim v'shir ashirim v'shoshan v'yuch haruzim v'divrei Torah v'divrei Torah l'nevim v'nevim l'ksufim. They were talking divrei Torah. From divrei Torah they went to Nevim, from Nevim to Ksufim. V'yesh mislahet esfim v'sem, there was fire. V'hoyu ha'dvorim smechim k'nisinasim v'sinai. Why? Because there was fire by Sinai. Aizok di Gemara Ben Azai Yeshiv and Dorish, or Eshmalahetis Vivasim. Ben Azai was darshaning and there was a fire burning. They went and told on him to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Ben Azai Dorish, or Eshmalahetis, or Azai Dorish, and there's a fire. Halach Etzlis, Rabbi Akiva went to his Talmud and said, Shemati Shisa Dorish, or Eshmalahetis Vivamalehain. Amale Sheva Bechadri Merkova is Osak, maybe being Osak Vaisa Merkova, he shouldn't be. Amale Lav, I wasn't doing Masakova, I wasn't doing Kabbalah. He said, Yeshiv b'choyres, but the choyres means like stringing pearls on a string. I connected Torah to Nevi'im, and Nevi'im Ksuvim. V'hoyah advarim smechim k'nisinas m'sin, that was azaz simcha there. V'hoyah arevim, it was so gishmak. V'chiyah k'nisinas m'sin ele b'esh. So of course there was a fire, v'har boy b'esh. Sha'adoy rish b'chadri merkova. That's somebody who darshent ma'isem merkova with the lomas ha'yayinim. Yeah, Pasha Tarikiva. That the Rabbi Kiva didn't say. Rabbi Kiva said there's a fire, but told me your Ma'aseh of Merkava. The Chiddush of Ben Azai was Gama Yedecha Rizas Divrei Torah Magiyim Lasagazu. That's the Yesoid of. So I want to say one thing, we'll end this year's cycle of Alei Shor. The fire came down from Sinai. It's true. But when? So it's Gemara. V'advarim smechim k'nisinos m'sinai. What does it do with Simcha? They said all kol Torah kula. It was a shleimus of Torah. Daf kumen afire. No, until you have the simcha, shetach amar de gazach, that the fire at Hasinai was also because of the simcha. V'hoyu advarom smechim ki nisinasim b'sinai. V'chi yikir nisinasim b'sinai loy b'eish ha'ini ta'anum ha'u diksim ha'u b'eish. Now, by the way, what is this fire, by the way? Fire is the Shechina. The Shechina comes down where there's simcha. V'advarom smechim ki nisinasim b'sinai. That's the pshat. V'advarom smechim ki nisinasim b'sinai. It was a simcha. Why was it a simcha? They had a zakh clarkite. Tayr, Levim, Ksuvim. V'advarom smechim ki nisinasim b'sinai. Oh, you have a zakh simcha? You have a zakh clarkite? Like Sinai? Comes down the Shechina, comes down the fire, burns up everything around you. And that was the Chiddush Ben Azir. Rebbe said, maybe you became a Makobol. He said, no, Rebbe, I'm a Nikla guy. Torah, Nevi, and Ksuvim, with Azah Simcha, with Azah Bren. But the Simcha depends on the Tikkun Adam, as much as the person fixes himself. As much as the person calms down, the Midas, and the Retainers, and the Taivas. And then he gets a clarity. And when he gets that clarity, then he gets to the simcha of Orzorol Atzadik Nishrele Simcha Pekude Hashem Yisharim Misam Chilev. That's the real tzur of a Talmud Chacham. That's Das Torah. That's how the shlemos of a person looks. That a person fights for clarity. He fights to stay a Kli Mole. And then he gets to the Darag of Simcha. Some people be zeicha to bring down the fire. If it's Dvar Smechem Chinesin Asim Misinai. That's the Darag. Ben Azi says you can get to it. If you get to that, if you... There's all types of people saying that they're what it called. You have to have the simcha of Sinai. It's not enough if you have the yediyas. You have to have the simcha that came with Sinai. For that, you have to have tikkun olam. For that, it's not enough that you're a chamor nesas farm. For that, a person has to be misakim himself. Shekoyach for joining us for this Ali Shore.